Welcome, friends, to the Generations Radio broadcast. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm a homeschool father of five, and we're raising our children out here on the eastern plains of Colorado. When we say we homeschool, that means we don't send them to public schools. We keep them at home. We give them biblical worldview and train them according to the principles of God's Word and focus on character at every stage of the game. And ladies and gentlemen, we don't do drug testing. Do not drug test our children. We've never drug tested our kids at our home school. Dave, there's a school in New Jersey right now that are drug testing sixth grade kids. We're talking 12-year-old children are being drug tested in New Jersey.
Well, that's pretty remarkable. I guess they have a real big problem with drugs and little kids in New Jersey.
Yeah, Jack, our guy here who's one of the assistants, said that the chap is homeschool six. He says they have a 0% drug thing, 100%. He knows 100% of the children attending the Chapel homeschool are meth free.
Well, that's weird.
100%. That's good.
That's weird because the public school that we worship at on Sundays has these little signs all over. It says like 80% are pot free.
Yeah. 80% pot free. Yeah.
I think right. That's the teachers.
As a public school, yeah, 80%
teachers,
pot free. That's the teachers, yeah. They've surveyed the teachers. 80% pot free. And there's a funny thing, Dave. They always say live the truth. As if whatever the popular thing is the truth. You know?
Truth to power, man. Truth to power.
80% not doing pot at Douglas County High School. Do the truth. Live the truth. And if 92% of them supported Adolf Hitler and that was in support of killing the Jews, then that would be the truth. You see, I don't have a clue. I would never send my kids to a school that believes that a survey of students constitutes the truth and should be ethically directed for the rest of the student body. That's absurdity. Of course, they can't say, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, as in God gave these commandments. They wouldn't ever want to even lead the students to believe that there is a God who has established absolutes in ethics. That's something that the schools aren't going to be teaching, friends. And another reason why we don't send our kids to these schools. I mean, Dave, who in their right mind would send their kids to a school where the 12-year-old kid's being drug tested?
It doesn't make any sense to you?
Yeah, why would anybody send their kids to a school where they're drug testing? You know, it's like sending your kids to some kind of a methamphetamine lab where you know X percentage of people are sitting around doing meth.
Well, it does prepare them for a job out there where they're going to be drug tested regularly, like, say, working for the government or maybe at NFL.
For the NFL, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's happening in the schools right now. Again, the question comes to my mind, why are we sending our kids to these schools? And I'm going to hit a couple more articles before we take a break. And we're coming back, we're talking about colleges in just a moment. But here, Dave, this is a very important story from FoxNews.com. Banks are repossessing 1 million homes. As of 2010, more homes in 2011. Apparently, lenders are poised to take back more homes in the year 2011 than any other year since the U.S. housing meltdown began back in the mid-2000s. About 5 million borrowers are at least 2 months behind on their mortgages, and more will miss payments as they struggle with job losses and loans worth more than their home's value. There's, 30-40% of homes underwater right now, Dave. And 1 in 45 U.S. households received a foreclosure filing last year, or a record of 2.9 million. You put that up to 5 million, Dave. That is 1 in 22 U.S. homes moving towards or in foreclosure. That's mind-blowing. 1 in 22. I mean, just think about it. Go down a street, go down two streets, count 22 homes. 1 in 22 homes in America will be in foreclosure or on their way to foreclosure in the year 2011. Apparently, this year, 2011, will be the major housing bust. You thought there were some big busts happening in 2008, 2009, 2010. Friends, 2011 will blow your mind. 2011 is the year of the great recession. Oh, let's just call it a depression now. And I'm not sure that unemployment's going to improve. I read somewhere that best case 2016 for unemployment improving to the point of 7-8%. It's still at 9.4. There's a little bit of an adjustment just this morning. There's another 450,000 jobs lost or people applying for unemployment, and it shocked the system, saying, again, we're going deep into unemployment one more time. And, of course, there's a lot of folks who aren't on the rolls. They've given up looking for work, and nobody knows about them. So, Dave, I think the unemployment situation is not going to improve in 2011. I can't think that it will, with the housing situation being as bad as it is.
Well, Tim, the unemployment situation, first off, is a cooked number. By what I mean by that is the way the government reports unemployment is meant to favor the administration, whichever administration that is. It doesn't count those people who would like a job who don't have a job. It counts only those who have filed for unemployment benefits and the numbers that some corporations have reported no longer have jobs there. So it's a number. I think it's a cooked number. It doesn't really reflect the situation. I think the real number is closer to 15%. Now, we can haggle over the number. The fact is that it's bad. It's bad, bad, bad. Now, one of the things that happens when it's bad like that is that you have a great number of people who can't pay their mortgage. More so, you have a number of people who can't who have jobs, but not good enough jobs to pay for the commitments for the mortgage they got. So the housing bubble, the housing problem right now is we have people making $5 an hour, $6 an hour, living in $400,000 homes. Mm-hmm. We have a problem right now where America is got too much home, but it's worse than that. We have too much real estate that's been developed for businesses. Businesses aren't hiring. Businesses aren't moving to new spaces. And we have all this business real estate. We're about to have a commercial real estate bubble. And it's worse than that because the group that holds the loans, essentially holds the unpaid portion of the house, is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And they haven't been solvent for years. It's all an accounting scheme. Doesn't matter what Obama does. There's trillions of dollars of unfunded liabilities in the real estate market, and the piper is calling the tune.
The piper is invoiced, and it's about time to pay the piper, and I think America's waking up to this, maybe. But in just a moment, we're talking about another bubble soon to burst. We're talking about the real estate bubble bursting, friends, and it has been bursting. It's been for the last 5 years, and it's going to go boom in just another 6 to 9 months. But there's another bubble about to burst. And you've got to hear this next on Generations. Maybe you've heard of home education. For the last 25 years, families have been bringing education home as they integrated education back into the family. Now this is spawning a new movement, and it's called family-based economics. Could this movement salvage the family? Could it save an economy or produce a sustainable agriculture? You know, when the debt-based economic systems fail, when the family fails, when the non-sustainable agricultural systems fail, what are you going to do? It's time to get a vision for biblical family-based economics now. The wise man builds his systems on the rock. Now the foolish men didn't, and now look at what's happening. We're taking the 2011 Family Economics Conference to North Carolina on March 11th and 12th, 2011. Invited speakers include Doug Phillips from Vision Forum, Eric Weir from Weir Capital Investments, Scott Brown, and yours truly, Kevin Swanson. We're talking about how you will prepare your children for the future without brick-and-mortar colleges. We're talking about mentorships, contractualization, networking into the changing economies, family dynamics in the integrated economy, family inheritance, bootstrapping entrepreneurism, sustainable family economic systems, and family health care options that avoid socialist medical systems. Folks, almost every developed nation today reports social and economic decline on the macro scale. But we believe that our families can thrive in the midst of it all. We can build gardens in the ashes. For more information, you need to check out conference2011.com now. That's conference2011.com. Welcome back to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson here, coming to you during the worst recession since the 1930s and 1940s. And the housing bubble is bursting, and we're going to see a major burst this year. But there is a more significant bubble that is about to burst, and this is all over the Internet right now. BestStreet.com, BusinessInsider.com has picked it up. It comes from the National Inflation Association. They say the college bubble is set to burst in 2011. There has been major inflation on college tuition since the 1980s. I've got a neat little chart here that shows the CPI compared to the home prices. See, the home prices just kind of slumped a little bit there, right, somewhere around 2006, 2007, 2008. So you got a home price that sort of slumped a little bit and is maintaining pretty much the CPI. But you look at tuition, college tuition in America, 1980 to 2010. Friends, it is five times the CPI. Five times. Dave, you talk about a bubble bursting. The college tuition bubble, I think, is about to burst. And the National Inflation Association believes here that the United States has a college education bubble set to burst beginning in mid-2011. This bursting bubble will have effects that are even more far-reaching than the bursting of the real estate bubble in 2006. College education could possibly be the largest scam in U.S. history. Friends, not what we're saying on this program. We're a little bit askew when we take a peek at college on this program. You know that. We want to think out of the box. We encourage families to do that all the time. This is the time to think out of the box. Please think biblically about college and think commonsensically about college. How many times have we said that on the program? NIA's advice to the youth of America today is to think for yourselves. Don't get suckered into overpaying for a college degree that's worthless because everyone else has one. College is only worth attending if you plan on actually learning something. If you're going to college because you think a piece of paper is going to help you find a job, you'd be much better off skipping college, entering the workforce right now at an entry-level job. Your experience will benefit you more than any piece of paper. Man, college is expensive, Dave. And they say here college students borrowed $106 billion in 2009-2010. That was up from $96 billion the previous year and $83 billion in 2005-2006. So I think the student loans are going to be up around probably $150 billion in the next 2 to 3 years. And people have having to borrow money in order to keep up with a CPI on college attendance that's something like five times what the average CPI in this country is.
Kevin, Business Insider reports that right now we owe more than $875 billion as unpaid college loans, $875 billion. So we're getting up close to $1 trillion in unpaid. Now, that exceeds all that America owns or owes on credit cards.
Yeah.
Everybody's credit cards.
It's amazing.
You know, that's where we're at. Now, what's a bubble look like? On your chart here, Kevin, you see this little part here?
Yeah.
This little part where it goes up here? That's a bubble. That's what a bubble looks like. This isn't a bubble.
We have not seen a bubble
in college
tuition yet.
This is
a tsunami.
Yeah.
It's far more than real estate. College prices have increased far more than real estate. You think real estate prices have gone up in Denver, in California, and Palm Springs? Friends, you should see college tuition five times what we've seen with the CPI or with real estate prices. College tuition, outrageous. And of course, people send their kids to college because they have that comforting feel that it's going to set their future for them. Somehow they're not going to have to work for a living. They don't have to get out there and struggle and struggle and strive and learn how to do something in life and produce something in life in order to make some money and stay employed. Hey, but it's also the idea that these colleges will dump these kids into the military complex companies, and they'll have a job at Lockheed Martin forever and ever. Amen. I'm sorry, but corporate loyalty does not yield that much anymore for you. Corporate loyalty is an oxymoron now. A lot of people say that.
It's not only an oxymoron, but the chances of you actually getting that job are fairly minuscule. Kevin, you talk about tuition rates rising. Tuition rates have risen twice as fast. That's 200% faster than medical expense costs. And we all know that medical expense costs have doubled in the last couple decades. So that means that college tuition is four times the rate of the CPI. 400%. That should shock us.
Yeah.
Because now medicine, we're getting more advanced methods. We have really neat machines, MRIs, we got stem cell research, we've got all kinds of stuff happening in the medical community that perhaps we're getting some return on that. But what are we getting on a return, a 400% tuition increase of the college students are coming out? I think they're able to say right now, would you like fries with that?
Yeah.
With a, I don't know, in Latin.
In fact, Dave, I want you to go through businessinsider.com. They've got some excellent, excellent stats with pictures, businessinsider.com, on college. Whether it's worth it or not, remember John Stossel a year or two ago came out with an article, college, the most overpriced, overvalued product on the market in the year 2010. That was John Stossel from ABC News. And I agree with John Stossel. College isn't at all what it was in the 1980s, Dave. And what you learn in college is nowhere near the level of what we went through in the 1980s. It's effectively, many people say the average college education was a high school education 20 years ago.
Well, you're not getting a high school education now, but we can start here. This is partway into it. The typical U.S. college student spends less than 30 hours a week on academics. And we can see what they spend
what
the rest
of the time.
What
are they doing? What are they doing in that picture, Dave?
Well, those
are
shot glasses.
Those are shot glasses.
Those are shot glasses.
So they're drinking alcohol.
Well, I think it's probably alcohol, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
what they're doing.
Well, they're learning. They're learning.
They're learning.
They're learning.
But they're not learning academics.
No. They're not learning academics. The unemployment rate for college graduates who are over 25 years old, it's over 9%.
Well, some people say that if you have a college degree, you're doing better in terms of your unemployment than you were. But the fact of the matter is the people who are doing well in their unemployment are those who have been employed for a long time. You just got a recent college degree. You're going to be as bad of an unemployment rate as the national average. That's what that's saying.
Yeah, which is why of recent college graduates, more than 2 million are currently unemployed. And so they got the advantage of having good debt and no job. You know, good thing there.
Well, 2/3 of college students now graduate with student loans. And the average loan is some 40 grand. It's incredible.
So you get off to a good start. You're starting off in debt. And maybe you have a future, I don't know, in the Treasury Department.
So what do these people do when they graduate from college?
Well, right now, those who are college graduates, 317,000, which is a pretty good sampling, I'd say, they're working in the hospitality industry as waiters and waitresses.
No, wait a minute, Dave. Waiters and waitresses. 317,000 college graduates are working as waiters and waitresses. Okay, I'm trying to think. That would be an engineering degree. That'd be a culinary engineering arts degree.
Well, your waiter in your finer places has to remember the order without writing it down. So you can see what you'd want an educated person for that.
Sure, okay.
Good memory.
Right.
And certainly somebody who knows how to serve alcohol.
Yeah.
Which is what they did.
Yeah.
The Project on Student Debt estimates that 206,000 Americans graduated from college with more than $40,000 in debt.
And that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now, Dave, we said this before. You wind up spending, and they do wind up spending, on average, probably $80,000 to $100,000 to get a kid through college. And we're talking about everything, right down to the meals, the room, the boards. All of that, you add it all up, it's going to wind up being somewhere between $80,000 and $100,000. Now, okay, if your kid goes to a state school in California, you might be able to knock $20,000 off. Oh, wait a minute. They've just increased their fees by a factor of 5 since the year 1998. So you're going to be paying about $80,000 to $100,000 to get your kid educated in UCLA. And by the way, they study, what, less than 30 hours per week. What do they do the other 138 hours, I wonder?
Practice serving alcohol.
Okay.
Because they're qualified for that waiter job.
They can
job.
Do the waiter job.
Now, here's another interesting fact about college. About 24 or 25%, about a quarter of the people that you interact with in when you're shopping at Walmart or at the mall or wherever you like to shop, about a quarter of them, you know, we like to degrade them. The retail's not a very high calling, but a quarter of them actually have college degrees.
Wow. 25% of people you interact with at Walmart have college degrees. You know, Dave, they spend $100,000 to work at Walmart. So let's not minimize this.
No, don't minimize
it. They spend $100,000 to get a job at Walmart. You know, friends, I have friends who go and apply at Walmart, 18, 19 years of age, or Safeway. We had a couple of guys that went down to Safeway, 17, 18 years old, went down to Safeway, they applied for a job, and Dave, they didn't spend $100,000 to work there.
No.
I think they had to spend the gas. You know, when we actually lent them the car, it cost like 25 cents of gas.
One of them had to get a haircut. That was probably $5.
You're right. It was $7 for a haircut. Yeah. Okay.
Well, here's something else, Kevin. 365,000 cashiers in the United States have college degrees.
365,000 cashiers in America have college degrees.
So when you're at Target.
But Dave, you've got to learn how to use that computer-y thing. You got to swipe the card and stuff.
Well, there's the barcode reader.
Yeah. That's true. Okay. Okay. There's something there. Got to learn technology to work at the stores, friends. Four-year degree. 365,000 cashiers have a college degree.
And it just goes to the point that starting salaries for people with a college degree has been decreasing while tuition rises. 2010, they were down again.
Dave, you know, about 4, 5, 6 years ago, a young man came to me, 17 years old. He was doing a little college, and he said, well, you know, maybe I'll do a mentorship with Kevin Swanson. He did a mentorship with me for 3, 4 years, and Dave, he's actually doing better than I am right now. So starting salary for good old Chadsky has been really good, better than whatever I'm getting. And the mentorship really kicked in for him. And I'm sorry, he's not working at Walmart for $7.12 an hour.
No, he's owning Walmart pretty soon.
He's going to own Walmart pretty soon. Skip college altogether.
Go for it, Chad. They talk about
Chad.
People who are unemployed who have college degrees. Right now it says that those college graduates, there's 17 million who are underemployed. Whatever that means, it means that they're working at a rate or in a job that they don't think they're qualified.
17 million underemployed college graduates in America today, and all we need are a few more of those guys.
Now, here's a fun fact that they report.
Another fun fact here, friends.
There are over 18,000 parking lot attendants who have college degrees. Now, first off, I'm shocked that in America there's 18,000 parking lot attendants.
Yeah.
Because in Denver, they're unattended. So I don't know what attendants do.
Yeah.
But 18,000 have gone to that parking lot attendant program.
Somebody has to empty those little coin deals. You know, where you put your $2 in or whatever. Somebody's got to empty those things. You got to know how to use the key and stuff. You got to have a key and stuff, and you pull it out, and you have to empty it. And you have to be able to, you know, put the money in the bag and take it to the bank. Dave, you know, I mean, parking lot, they're not trying to diss parking lot attendants. It's good work.
It's a good calling.
But all we're saying is that, friends, you don't have to spend $100,000 for a college degree to work your way up to parking lot attendants.
No, you might be able to start at the bottom and work your way up. You could start at parking lot attendant assistant.
Yeah,
or and then maybe work up to parking lot attendant secretary or special adjutant.
Sure. You could be the guy driving the guy who's collecting the money to the bank.
Would you be the parking lot attendant chauffeur? I don't have statistics for chauffeurs, but I imagine several of them have college degrees. Hey, here's another fun fact. Only 36% of full-time college students. Now, these aren't part-time. These are the full-times, you know, going to the college, get the room and board, the living in the dorm or the house off campus, 36% of them will graduate within 4 years. So
with a degree. And everybody knows that the majority of people who start college never get a degree anyway, which means that some 60, 70% of those going to college just waste their money because, you know, it turns out that the sheepskin was important to X number of corporations. And I think that's the point that needs to be made, Dave. Not every business, not every parking lot, not every Walmart requires a degree. Not every engineering corporation requires a degree. Not every business requires a degree. Not every medical organization requires a degree. Now, there may be a few that do. And they're actually probably most of those that require, that hire doctors require an MD degree. But not every company requires a degree. There may be some certificates you need in order to be a software engineer in some companies, but you don't need necessarily a 4-year degree to accomplish that. We know somebody right now, Dave, who's not getting a 4-year degree, but he's going back getting some Microsoft certifications, and he believes that he can get into certain opportunities without a 4-year degree. There are ways in which you can get from here to there without spending $100,000, friends. And all we're saying today is common sense. Please. The college degree does not mean you will automatically receive your $52,000 a year for 47 years until you can collect your Social Security and your retirement check.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be that you'd go to college to find yourself a husband or a wife, depending if you were a man or a woman.
And, well, other ways to find husbands and wives.
Right. Well, the shocking statistic is that if you survey college seniors about to graduate, so that's a small sample here. These are people who made it to the end. They're going to get their sheepskin. 85% are planning to move back with mom and dad.
Yeah. So after the $100,000, after $100,000, we move back with mom and dad, and they're not ready to start households. And Dave, that leads us, of course, to the statistic that we've used 100 times in this program. 70% of young men are not grown up by 30 years of age, up from 30% in 1970. Why? Because college won't grow you up. Because
Our modern education system is failing you. It's failing your children. It will not give you a focus on character. It will not create maturity. It will not prepare you for life. It will not prepare you for a job or a career or a area of work or dominion that God is leading you to. It won't prepare you for those things. Why? Because it's an ivory tower. It's a place where you cram ideas into people's minds for 4 years, and you got to pay $100,000 for that to happen. They don't focus on life integration. They don't focus on character. They don't focus on a biblical worldview for the most part. They give you a bad worldview, and they might even give you a really, really, give your children a very, very bad social environment in which they learn how to drink alcohol and party hardy for 4 years. Friends, These things construct a really, really bad preparation for life, and that's why we talk about mentorship on this program all the time. It's why I wrote my book Upgrade, The 10 Secrets to the Best Education, the Best College Education for Your Child. Upgrade, The 10 Secrets to the Best College Education for Your Child. My book Upgrade is available at kevinswanson.com if you're interested in what it takes to produce a good education for your kids.
And Kevin, we should say that the paradigm in America has changed. When we got rid of the manufacturing jobs, and that's not to say there isn't any manufacturing, but most of it's gone. A lot of those children were displaced and put into the college system because there wasn't anything else for them to do. As we saw jobs falling off, kids stayed in college 4 years, started getting advanced degrees because there weren't any job out there, and who knows when they're going to be able to pay off the debt, in for a nickel, in for a dollar kind of idea. And so we have a glut of people with college degrees, and the problem is they're meaningless.
Yeah.
You know, what's the old joke? What does an English major say when they graduate?
I don't know.
Would you like fries with that?
Yeah. Plastic or paper, sir.
And we have so many meaningless, non-dominion type degrees where we study how women have been oppressed or depressed or suppressed or impressed, or minorities or psychologies, mm-hmm. or on and on. And we have so many meaningless tasks. But what do? We go to college. Why do we go to college? Well, because the other guy went to college, and we're a bunch of lemmings running off a cliff here. And I'm not saying, Kevin, that advanced education, that education beyond the K-12 type education isn't valuable. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that college is a waste, and we're creating a bunch of wasted people.
Well, and of course, the definition for insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And friends, right now, college is not really yielding the fruits that it ought to yield. And if we want our young men and young women prepared for life, let's give them a biblical preparation for life. First of all, let's define a biblical economy, and that's what we're doing at our family conference here coming up March 11th and 12th in North Carolina. Check it out at conference2011.com. But we also want to prepare them in terms of their character, prepare them in terms of life integration, prepare them in terms of getting them involved in a true dominion work so that hopefully they will not be misled into some degree that will waste their time for the next 4 to 6 to 8 years of their lives. And by the time they're 29, 30, 32 years of age, they're still wandering around California trying to find themselves. Friends, that's what we're trying to avoid on this program. And we've warned folks again and again, please be careful how you educate your children. Think about mentorship. If you send your kids to college, include mentorship as part of the package. It's also why we have AMEprogram.com, run by Mike Cheney, and it's a wonderful program. We have some 200 to 300 apprentices in that program now with some 30 to 40 mentors, and we've got some wonderful stories coming out of that. We interviewed Mike Cheney a couple of weeks ago on that program. AMEprogram.com, Apprenticeship, Mentorship, Entrepreneurship Program.com, available on the Internet. Friends, we are talking about different forms of preparation, and I would also encourage collegeplus.com. Woody Robertson's been on the program a few times, and he gives us some real neat ideas for ways to short-circuit the $100,000 price tag, wasting a lot of time and money to prepare your children for something they're not going to really be applying in their lives. And we don't want that to happen, so we're encouraging you to take advantage of some of these resources and apply some of these new principles that we bring out on the program. And it's all to salvage the family. It's all to salvage future family economies. It's all to salvage $100,000 of wasted money. It's all to seek the right calling for your young man and young woman based upon the principles of God's Word and prepare them, hopefully, one day to raise godly families of their own in the years to come. Ladies and gentlemen, you can interact with the radio program by emailing me directly at host@kevinswanson.com. You can get some of our resources also, like Upgrade and other things, at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.